Producer Ted turned 50 last
55
week.
55-0, that's right.
5-0. So we had his big party Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I didn't make it.
I thought you were going to make it.
I was trying. I gave him his gift on Friday in the event that I wouldn't be able to do it and didn't. Mm-hmm. But I've heard reports. Frankie filled me in on some.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Frankie had another thing to do with his dad, and he didn't get there till late. So I had heard that the hardcores, mainly the people here on the program, were there and going when Frankie arrived.
Yeah, it was buzzing. It was a good shindig. Mm-hmm. A nice cotillion the guy throws. His wife, his mom were there. It was very fun. Just know this. Ted was walking around towards the end of the night blessing people.
Blessing people.
That gives you kind of the feel of the evening. He had this staff sort of with a star on it, and it lit up. And he was like coming up and goes, "Bless you, my son. Bless you, my son."
Wow. Well, I asked Ted when I first got here, I said, "So, Ted, how'd your party go?" Quote, "Caught a little buzz, danced some."
Some.
Some. Oh,
caught a
man.
Little buzz, danced some.
We all got in a circle. There might, what was there, like 15 of us? And we just playing off music off that 80s compilation. Mm-hmm. We were going nuts. It was too good. But at one point, about two-thirds of the way through the night, Ted comes up to me, blesses me, you know, for the 19th time. Bless you, my son. And then looks at me and goes, "Brian, yeah, Ted, I'm going to the garage." And he takes off. That was code, because Mom was there.
Watch the fort for me.
Yeah, fun stuff happened in the garage, I guess. So, went to the garage.
Oh, that's great. Well, happy 50th birthday to Ted. And of course, now, let me just say this one word, and then fill me in.
Mm-hmm.
Tito.
Tito was there. Uh-huh. Yeah, he arrived late, fashionably.
Ah.
You know, with his hair down.
Sure. Oh, that's a statement.
Yeah.
That's a statement in itself,
that's
right there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right. And Ted, as soon as Tito got there, Ted looked at him and goes, "Tito, I've already been to the garage." "Bless you, my son." And he blessed.
Bless you.
Bless Tito.
Yeah.
So it was fun. Kelly, you enjoyed yourself. Oh, by the way, Kelly, quite the DJ.
Mm.
Yeah, after a while, Ted had this great compilation CD that he had made, and that was great. Got us through a couple hours of the party, and then Kelly took over a little bit.
You got to feel the room.
Yeah, she was feeling the room, took over, and man, it was great. Played all the good ones, you know, you go, "Oh, yeah. And it was fun.
Well, Kelly, I've been with her at Christmas parties and various things, and Kelly, what I love about her, she's moving the room, looking any corner, any nook and cranny for fun, for a good time.
Yeah.
And she's the kind where, when I ran into her, she was on, I think, her second or third martini.
Mm.
And it's the kind where when you're talking to her, her martini glass is tilting, and the martini's about to spill out, and you want to, Kelly, but she's just right there partying. She's really going, "See, what you doing over here?"
For lack of a better word, it's intoxicating to see that. You're looking at the glass. You don't want her to spill it, but you can't take your eyes off it.
Right,
you
right.
don't want to tell her.
Right. You're almost nervous, because that's liquor in there.
Right.
So was she there? Was she that? Was
oh,
that,
yeah, oh, no. She was
so there.
Yeah, you were. I didn't see you capping a buzz at all.
No, I had one little drink.
Oh, you did?
Well, it was funny, though, because you were getting ready to leave, and I was like, "Brian, I just went to the garage. You can't leave now." I'm ready to party, baby.
I'm rocking.
It wasn't where you visited the garage. Yeah.
I'm rocking.
It was a steady flow to the garage. It was right there, too. It wasn't like a long walk. Very easy to get to.
No, not at all. But we got that party started big time. That
yeah,
was
we
fun.
Did.
I mean, it was already going, but I mean, we got the dancing.
And I'm sure Mom never realized anything.
I don't think so. I loved Ted's mom. Ted's mom is so cool. I got her almost talked into bringing the husband out from New York and moving to Camarillo, live with my parents.
Wow.
They are just so cool.
Maybe you should give your parents a call in case somebody's moving in.
We're not actually in the house.
Oh, I'm not
but
sure
I mean,
they would.
I think they'd like Camarillo.
Maybe there was some garage haze around there and you weren't too clear.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could be moving in.
Uh-huh.
Well, the weekend, other than that, Frankie had a birthday celebration with his dad and his own birthday was taking place. There was a big Italian dinner.